This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good day, Health. Dr. Ken Kronos is here from his clinic in Florida. Lake Cardiology is where he practices. That's his deal. He sees hundreds of people, thousands of people, hundreds of people a month and thousands of people a year. And now with telemedicine, it's even more likely. He and I had the experience. This was sort of like this was like going back to school, and I enjoyed you. You were the teacher, and so it was a good experience for me to have because COVID, some things that don't. Ken is a well-known cardiologist. He works for the American Heart Association. He's a preventative cardiologist. His clinic's down in Florida. Lake Cardiology is on Mount Dura, Florida, as a matter of fact. A very nice spot. And if you ever want to visit with Ken or you want to get on the horn with him using the screens, he'll have his mask on no matter whether you're in his office or on the other end of the screen. You can call the office at 352-735-1400 to be in touch with Ken and to have some good medicine practiced on you by him. All right, let's get to the latest here, the COVID information, the number of people. I pretty much stayed away from this in my daily program, Ken. I don't know. I think we more or less have said the same thing, all right? I don't really care what the numbers are because I think that they're pejorative. I think you and I have talked about what it really means, who's really dying from COVID and who's dying from something else. You know, most of the people that are dying have had some underlying problem to begin with. This just sort of hurried up their, you know, as you put it, leaving planet Earth. What consequence? I know you have been looking at these numbers, but how do they affect you? When you look at these numbers, what do you think?
Well, what I think is that we have a problem that we need a solution for. This week we set a record of single daily reported deaths, and it's greater than 3,000. And what they don't show you is how many people usually die during this time of year each year. Breaking it down,
flu and things are regular diseases, cancer, heart disease,
well,
that kind of stuff.
That doesn't get shown, and it would be interesting to have that side by side data of how it looks on average this week each year, how many people die. But what we do get shown are the number of deaths that are coming from COVID-19. From Johns Hopkins.
But are they really? But well, are these deaths really coming?
Well,
isn't that the question?
Why don't you give up radio and go and dedicate yourself to answering that question?
No, thanks. I'd rather be on the radio. Thanks for the offer, anyway.
Because that's what it would take. But I'm just reporting what Johns Hopkins is reporting to the rest of the physicians. And, you know, that is a big problem because we know that political science has entered medical science, and all the doctors know that. Most of the doctors are disgusted by it, but there's no doubt it has happened, and I'm not telling any secret that anyone doesn't know. But you know, the physicians all know this, and most of them are disgusted about it when political science gets into medical science, and so there is a lot of skepticism. And you're representing, unfortunately, Americans in general. You know, don't believe what they're told anymore, and this is a big problem. We're getting off top medicine right now, but when everybody's questioning everything. And that's an important problem that we have here in our country.
Yep, sure is.
It's a terrible problem. But anyway, you know, all I'm doing is reporting what I'm being told as a physician. All the physicians are getting their data from a scorecard at Johns Hopkins about this, and that's all we can rely on. And Johns Hopkins is telling us that this week we set a record. We more than 3,000 deaths reported in one day, and also the alarming issue is that for the first time, we have had more deaths in one day than died on the one day of 9/11. And just to put it in perspective. So, yeah. Again, there are, and there are, you know, you're questioning the validity of these data. There are
absolutely
a lot of data. Dr. Rich, yes, renowned epidemiologist at Yale University, MD, PhD, he is questioning the reliability of all this data. And so, you know, what do you do? How do you make your assessments if you don't have accurate data? It's a real challenge.
Yep, it sure is. One of the things that disturbed me this week was learning that men face almost three times the odds to be admitted to the intensive care unit if they get COVID. Why are men at higher risk for getting seriously ill and dying than women?
Well, let's give out the facts.
The X factor.
Let's give out the facts first, because as usual, you're asking questions that haven't been answered yet. This comes out of Nature.
Well, at least I'm consistent anyway.
You are. You're absolutely consistent. You know, that's one thing that we can believe.
I agree.
Doug is consistent.
Very consistent.
Okay. So this comes out of the medical journal Nature, and what they report this week is that men infected with COVID-19, Doug, they're nearly three times as likely to require intensive care unit treatment and have a higher risk for death from the virus than women. However, men and women have about the same risk for becoming infected with the new coronavirus, which causes COVID-19. Why there is this difference? The bottom line is we don't know. This study was not powered to do that. Stay tuned. It's being investigated. Hopefully we'll know.
There...
But all we know, I'll tell you what we do know. In general, men have poor immune responses to many different infections. And why specifically to this one, it's being researched, and we don't know.
All right. Does it have anything to do, do you think, with the X chromosome, Y chromosome? Women
Everything has to do with chromosomes, and
women have two, and men have one.
Well,
that's not fair. Who do we talk to about that?
Well, you have a Y, and they don't have one. I mean, they want to talk to somebody about that. So,
Why not?
Yeah. So there's a lot of discussion. You have two X's, but you only have one, but you have one Y and they have zero Y. So chromosomes.
Actually, I have a number of X's. Fortunately, I never married them all. At any rate, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. We continue with our focus. Let's spend some time talking about the vaccines when we continue here on Good Day Health. Right now, I'm going to invite you, everybody, to enjoy a clean body, a clean nose. You know what your mother said? Clean hands mean clean life or something. I remember my mother used to say all kinds of stuff like that. But I do know one thing about your nose, that a lot of things are getting into your body through your nose. Matter of fact, as you probably know, hopefully you know, the virus either enters through your nose or through your eyes. So if you want to keep your nose clean, my suggestion is you go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage Nasal Care at Navage.com. Great website. You can see what goes on in your nose. It describes the whole system that you have of breathing and all the nasty stuff that's around us every day. It's pretty gross when you think about what's in the air, what you're breathing through your nose. And so in order to cleanse your nose, this is a key way. It only takes a second or two, and boy, does it do the job. I can speak from experience doing that. So clean your nose, clear out all the junk that's trapped in there. Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. See how you can practically use this tool to make sure that you stay healthy, breathe easy. It's Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, at Navage.com.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Plus, shop new doorbusters for the family, including outerwear, jeans, and our Gap logo crewneck sweatshirt. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 14th.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We're discussing all the studies. He spends a lot of time every week going over the medical journals. That's why he says, and has said it any number of times in this program, he doesn't use much that he learned in school to be a doctor. He's keeping up with all the things, and there are serious journals every week. There are tons and tons of stories and reports on studies, Ken. It's pretty hard to keep up with, I'm guessing, right? How much time does it take you to study that, not only for your own purposes in your clinic, but also for the purposes of this program, affecting information for people so they won't go off half-cocked like a lot of people do with bad information?
Well, numbers. What I have mentioned to you about medical school is that much of what we've learned has decayed and changed. You know, the anatomy hasn't changed. There are certain things that will never change, but so much has. And it requires constant re-education and keeping up. And there are just thousands of publications every year. And you do need to devote yourself to it, or you can quickly become outdated.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so Pfizer and the vaccine that was made by the Belgians, and they're distributing it here. I see one person that, apparently there's an indication that only one shot of the Pfizer will be okay. Is that generally accepted now, or what?
No, you're still going, if you get the one of the two mRNA vaccines that are at the head of the class right now, the Moderna one in your backyard or the Pfizer one that seems to be in the lead right now. If you get one of those two, you're going to need for Pfizer a second shot 3 weeks later, for Moderna one 4 weeks later. But the news is, we thought up until a week ago that you weren't really with any significant immunity until you had a week after the second shot. But what we learned is that Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine offers more than 50% protection against the virus within 10 days of receiving the first dose. This is according to documents released this week by the FDA. Data posted online by the FDA also suggests that the vaccine works well, irrespective of recipient's race, weight, or age. So I would definitely recommend, if you get an mRNA vaccine, get the second one. But the good news is you're getting some protection much earlier.
All right, so protection earlier. The Pfizer people that did not develop the vaccine is done by a Belgian company. They're distributing it, and they own basically the patent. I think that's the way it works. I want to talk about the people who got sick in Britain right after they took these shots. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Dr. Ken, practicing with his license here on the Good Day Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Ken, lovingly described by all of us as the world's best cardiologist. How about that? Pretty good, huh? You like that? I'm going to now start calling you the world's best cardiologist. That's why.
Those are two big shoes to fill, but go on. Keep talking.
I thought you might like that. All right, so we were talking about the Pfizer vaccine and whether or not it was effective after one dose and what's going to happen. A couple of questions come to the surface. Another definition, if you will, of mRNA, small M, big R, big N, big A. Why? There are some people who say that's messing with your genes, and that's why they won't take the vaccine.
Okay, let me clear this up once and for all, because the mRNA vaccine does nothing to your genes, nothing.
And where'd that start? Where'd that come from, then?
Fake news somewhere.
Fake news, okay.
But you know,
a lot of that around.
It has nothing to do with messing with your genes. Let me explain. Because remember, the DNA is the vault for your genetic code. So think about it, that's kept in the vault in the bank, your genetic code, the DNA. And then when we want to take a blueprint of that to the job site. The job site is where you make proteins. The body, very cleverly, doesn't mess with the DNA. It makes copies of the DNA, leaving the DNA in the vault, making copies of the area of the DNA that we want to use to figure out what protein we're going to make, because that's the genetic code. So the mRNA is made, and then the mRNA is brought to the job site where the protein machinery making occurs, and all the vaccine does is it provides the body with a little piece of messenger RNA, not made from human DNA, but this messenger RNA teaches the human protein producing machinery to make a viral protein. And think of it as the kneecap of the virus. It's what we call a spike protein. It's on these legs, if you will, of the protein that are used to attach to the human cell. And if the virus doesn't have these legs, it can't attach. So think of the kneecap, and the mRNA tells our human body's protein-making machinery how to make an antibody against the kneecap of the virus. And that's what the mRNA is. It's a code to make antibody against the specific protein on the leg, if you will, of the virus. It's incredibly elegant, and it's going to win the Nobel Prize, this machinery, this technique. So the body then sees the messenger RNA. It is told to make protein. The protein is a protein that the body, human body's never seen, because it's actually a viral protein. And you can't make, it's not enough protein to make a whole virus. It's just the kneecap of the virus. And when the body, human body, sees this protein, it's a foreign body. So the immune system gets really activated to make antibody to destroy this protein. And the protein is destroyed. And the immune system is locked and loaded, because that's how it works. It makes extra antibody, selective antibody against this protein, ready in case it ever sees this protein again. So then the virus comes in, the body sees this kneecap protein, the immune system locked and loaded, releases, destroys the kneecap, the virus can't attach to the body, and the virus is washed out of the body. When the mRNA vaccine is given to you, in a day or two, it's released and removed.
All right. So now we understand much better that, maybe set some of the stories that are floating around straight. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand, with gifts for every aching muscle on your list, with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Systemic racism, white supremacy, microaggressions. The American people are being told we live in a country that is racist to its core. We're being lied to. Black America's biggest challenges aren't what the far left says they are. They're using us to promote their own agenda. I'm Bob Woodson. I led demonstrations during the civil rights movement, and I worked to relieve poverty in some of the country's toughest neighborhoods. The leaders employ the virtues and values of our founders. They are really our modern-day patriots. That is why we founded 1776 Unites, a black-led movement to challenge the proposition that because of America's birth defect of slavery, whites are to be forever blamed and shamed, and blacks are to be pitied and paid. We will no longer be used, and we need your help. If you support us, contribute a tax-deductible donation to 1776unites.com. 1776unites.com.
Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Plus, shop new doorbusters for the family, including outerwear, jeans, and our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 14th.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One-third of all American states and more than 100 House Republicans signed on to give their support to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's election challenge in the U.S. Supreme Court, Texas versus Pennsylvania. Members of Congress shared by untold millions of their constituents that the unconstitutional irregularities involved in the 2020 presidential election cast doubt upon its outcome and the integrity of the American system of elections. According to a study released Thursday by the Global Carbon Project, global carbon dioxide emissions fell by an estimated 7% in 2020. It's the largest fall in carbon emissions ever recorded and is largely a result of the coronavirus pandemic keeping people at home. Emissions dropped 12% in the United States, 11% in Europe. The actor that played Debo in the Friday movies franchise and former wrestler Tommy Tiny Lister has died at the age of 62. Lister was found unconscious in his home in Marina Del Rey, California on Thursday afternoon. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Debo from the Friday movie franchise has died. Tommy Lister was found unconscious in his home in Marina Del Rey, California on Thursday afternoon and pronounced dead. That was confirmed by his manager, Cindy Cowan. The coroner's office is investigating and the cause of death has yet to be revealed. Mainstream media censored the Hunter Biden laptop story and did well as shielding the explosive information from American voters. Some emails may implicate President-elect Joe Biden of wrongdoing. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki gets us up to date on the story.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including in China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries. And there, at the very least, there was an appearance that America's foreign policy could be bought.
For the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Another solid half hour here, the second half hour of our visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week. I'm Doug Steffen here, happy to be the facilitator. All right, let's go back to the, I made the reference to people in England getting sick after they had a shot. I think there were two or three people that pretty much immediately after they were given the shot got sick. What's the story behind the story with that? What do we think about that, Ken?
So England approved the vaccine from Pfizer before America, and then Canada approved it. And the first people in England got immunized with the Pfizer vaccine at the beginning of this week. And there were a couple of severe reactions in healthcare workers, but the common denominator was that these people had a history of severe allergic reactions, what we call anaphylaxis. You know, we all know about it, the peanut allergy where the person needs the EpiPen. They end up in the emergency room if they don't have the EpiPen because their blood pressure goes down to almost nothing. nothing. These are so-called severe reactions. Both of them had a history of anaphylaxis. If you have a history of anaphylaxis, you should not take the Pfizer vaccine. That's the bottom line. That's what the British have announced. That's what we learned from this. These two people who had severe reactions had a prior severe reaction to allergies. Yeah.
Which is the same thing. I mean, when you think about the stuff, the winners and the losers here, the people who are dying, as I was alluding to before and have a number of times here and in my daily, weekly programs, it's obvious that most of the people who died have had something else before, and the COVID just complicated it. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch and with the vaccines, you're getting yours pretty soon. I'll probably get mine in the next month. More people say they're willing to get. See, I'm waiting. Your explanation of the mRNA helped me a lot because I was thinking, I don't really want to get this shot if it's going to mess up my DNA. So you tell me that it's not. And so I move forward with the idea because I think it'd be hard to travel. I don't know. I just... there's a lot of people in the spooky wookie department who are making this out. You know, I understand the business about worry because I haven't been tested that much, but I'm not sure that it's. I don't know. I'm not as nervous about it as I mean. I wouldn't bother getting a flu shot because I just don't think they do you any good. You and I have been arguing about that for years. But getting this vaccine. Maybe, and even though my immune system is healthy and I've shown no signs of having any COVID-related incidents, my temperature is below 98 every time I get a check, yada, yada. But, you know, maybe it's a good idea just for protection. So, with that in mind, there's a study out this week on the number of people who say they're willing to receive COVID vaccines. Black people pretty much say they don't want to. And I get that, too, because of the history of their health coverage in America. But in general, Ken, how do the numbers stack up?
Just to comment quickly on many things you just said, there was actually a report, and I think I sent you a copy of it.
Yes, you did.
Of people this week who had had this year the flu vaccine, there was a significant decrease in their risk of getting severe COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Found that interesting. But anyway,
so would you take a flu shot and a COVID shot the same day, for example?
I wouldn't take it the same day, but I would take both. I mean, I had mine the last day of October this year. Uh-huh. And, you know, so I would definitely, it depends on the individual, but for me, I would take, and for you, if you're asking about you, I would recommend you have a flu shot this year. I mean, there's few people who shouldn't get a flu shot. If you have a history of severe allergy, if you have a history of allergy to the flu vaccine, you know, then we have to have a conversation because you probably shouldn't, but that needs to be done on an individual basis with your own physician. So again, with all these vaccines, we're concerned about people with severe allergy, so it's not surprising that the COVID-19 vaccine has this allergy issue. And when you get enough people out with these vaccines, there's always some allergy issue. And here they weren't stopping it from anybody, and that's why when they confirmed in England that without a doubt you have a history of anaphylaxis, don't get the COVID-19 from Pfizer. Let's talk about the willingness. This comes from Gallup this week, that many more Americans, Doug, now say they are willing to receive a COVID-19 vaccine than were just a few weeks ago.
So what's changed?
Well, the poll found that 63% of the respondents said they are willing to take the coronavirus vaccine. What's changed is the election has occurred. And, you know, before the election, there were people who were... who felt the vaccine was horrible. After the election, many of these people now are suddenly encouraging people to have the vaccine. The increased number of deaths, you know, once you as an individual know somebody who has had severe COVID-19 and you can identify with them, your outlook on this changes. When it's just something out there and you've never heard, seen, met anyone who actually has had COVID-19 or severe COVID-19, then it's a little harder to encourage people to do this. That's been my experience. Once somebody personally knows somebody who unexpectedly died from COVID-19, they're listening. They're really concerned.
And paying attention, yeah. All right, now, the next item here is a focus on patients with neurological disease. Does it develop? Does the COVID leave you with neurological problems, or does it just make them worse if you have them?
Well, what we learned in some neurologic clinical practice this week, that COVID-19 can cause a wide range, Doug, of neurologic complications, even in patients who are not critically ill. Infection with the coronavirus can affect organ systems throughout the body. That includes problems affecting the brain and nervous system, ranging from altered mental status to seizures to strokes. The problem with COVID-19 is, in the severe form, it causes clotting throughout the body, including the brain, that leads to strokes. It damages the brain, and this is a big problem.
Yeah. All right, so we want to eliminate that, that's for sure. I think that's an important part, a very important page in this story, don't you?
Absolutely. That's why, anyone 65 or older really needs to think about getting that shot. And people who are younger, who have risk factors, it's something on an individual basis you have to talk to your doctor about and decide whether the risks of the virus versus the risk of the new vaccine, which is bigger. But for someone 65 or older, I think it's a pretty easy decision unless you have a history of anaphylaxis.
Or unless you have a good, strong immune system. I mean, that's what I'm wrestling with, frankly.
Well, but I am one of the reasons, one of the problems with COVID-19 is that the immune system overreacts, and that's where a lot of the destruction occurs from this inappropriate, too strong reaction too late.
Got it. I want to talk about, for a moment, is a British study on rates of the virus in youngsters in school. As we continue here, Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. You're taking care of your body, right? You're into the diet programs, the exercise programs. You've gotten yourself on Calitrin to lose weight the natural way. So may I suggest that you take care of your brain the same natural way with the dietary supplement Prevagen, the proven brain health supplementation that comes with the all-natural Prevagen. Add that to your daily routine. Wow. Are you going to feel, your brain will work better. You'll feel it. You'll sense it. So in order to improve short-term memory problems, as you get a little older, you have cognitive impairments to a certain extent, some more than others, it's important to think of your brain health as you get moving along in age. So add Prevagen. That's my recommendation. That's what I do. Prevagen, add it to your daily routine for improved health, especially, again, the cognitive stuff. You want to keep your brain working well, get your healthy brain, have a better life with Prevagen, Prevagen, available where supplements are sold, Prevagen.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
America, the sacrifices the men and women in the armed forces make daily provide for our freedom. This holiday season, please take a moment to give back. AuctionForVets.com has many unique, one-of-a-kind, signed items from American icons, such as Kobe Bryant, Muhammad Ali, Mike Trout, Ronnie Wood from the Rolling Stones, Sylvester Stallone, and many others. Your tax-deductible gift will make sure our veterans' legacy is never forgotten. Support American Veterans Center. Visit AuctionForVets.com. That's AuctionForVets.com.
As a human resource director, you're constantly seeking ways to improve health insurance benefits without increasing costs. Exec Select covers all out-of-pocket expenses not covered by your company's primary health plan, up to $100,000 annually per employee. The plan's low annual premium not only covers employees, but also their eligible dependents. Plus, employee reimbursements are tax-advantaged, and the premium costs are tax-deductible for employers. Make Exec Select part of your employee benefits plan. Go to the website execselect.net.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen working our way through more of these questions. So now the study, we're always talking about studies, that's sort of our bill of fare here, analyzing school reopenings here in our country and in Britain, found very low rates of infection. So what are they doing in Florida where you live? It seems to be a state-by-state thing, major outbreaks in education being shut down. The teachers are in, I think they're in the first, they're in the second line. After you, teachers and police and stuff are in the next wave, right, of getting the shots?
Well, I hope teachers see themselves as essential workers, just like healthcare workers, people who work at the grocery store. We're all, the pharmacy, I'm sure I'm leaving out a group at hospitals, physicians' offices, you know, all these people and others that I'm sure I'm leaving out are essential workers, but teachers are. And we're only beginning to understand the developmental effects that are occurring on our young because of the social deprivation that's
right.
Occurring because they're not going to school.
Yeah.
And in, you asked me what's going on in Florida. I think there's a hybrid. We in Florida have a history of a model of homeschooling. So there's a long history for those who want to homeschool that it's rather developed, it's sophisticated. States come to Florida to figure out how to put together homeschooling. But on the other hand, those who are not being homeschooled, suddenly being asked to homeschool by parents who are not trained, experienced, have the ability to do it, because it's really a hard job. Those to homeschool a child properly is a serious job, and if you're not skilled, experienced, able to do it, the kids really do fail. They don't learn, and we're going to be studying and watching the effects of this for decades. So in Florida, the schools are open, and they have allowed parents to make a decision whether they want them in school, whether they want them home, and with those who have chosen to keep them home, there's better ability to socially distance in the schools because they're not 100% full. But in Florida, you have all the options, and whatever the parents want is available.
Well, you see, that's the way it ought to be. Schools should be open. Children that need to go should go. The social stuff that you're talking about, the vulnerable children don't have enough to eat, all of the things that are part of what has now become modern education in America, all of these
even
things.
Even Dr. Fauci has come to the conclusion that school is not a site where people pick up COVID-19.
Yeah, right, exactly. So why these, the two, in my opinion, worst-led cities in the country, the two biggest cities in the country, New York and Los Angeles, shameful what's been going on there with the political lack of leadership and guts. I mean, the kids should be in school because there isn't, I mean, you look at the bottom line here, and there aren't a lot of people that are young that are getting this, so, or maybe even spreading it. All right, Dr. Ken continues. Questions up next. Questions for Dr. Ken.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. When the 2006 college football season started, many fans circled the Ohio State-Michigan game on November 18th. Michigan rallied to cut Ohio State's lead to 35-31 early in the fourth quarter. But the play calling of head coach Jim Tressel and the precision passing of quarterback Troy Smith carved up the Michigan defense with a 13-play, 83-yard drive for Smith's fourth touchdown of the game. Ohio State prevailed 42-39 on their way to the national championship game.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Questions for Dr. Ken. Heart disease is what you spend your time, your time at Lake Cardiology in Florida, which is your clinic. The fact that you are a preventive cardiologist helps you to look at things a little bit differently. I see there's a study and people want to know what is the leading cause of death now that COVID has been in the mix. Is there a new leader? Because it always has been heart disease and cancer and so forth and so on. So what's the list look like now?
Well, out this week is the data from 2019, not 2020, but this comes out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week, that heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide, Doug, and it accounts for 1/3 of the deaths in 2019, and the death toll continues, unfortunately, to rise. Interestingly, China had the highest number of heart disease deaths last year, followed by India, Russia, and then the United States and Indonesia. Heart disease death rates were lowest in France, Peru, and Japan, where rates were 6 times lower than in 1990.
Mm-hmm. So the next question, the follow-up here, is how you would suggest people avoid a holiday heart attack or stroke because of the activity, the excitement. I don't know. Why is it that more people have, I think you've told me this every year for years, more people have heart attacks at the holiday than anything else and strokes? Why?
Well, I think what I've told you is this holiday heart where they get atrial fibrillation around the holiday times because, you know, they're just imbibing adult beverage much more than they usually do. And that's what we call holiday heart. But people get out of their comfort zones. They start shoveling snow, which they don't usually do all year, and they're not in shape to do it. And you get up early on a cold day and go out there and shovel snow, and you haven't done it in a long time. You know, that's a huge load on a heart if there's a circulation problem. And most of the heart disease that kills is due to circulation issues where you don't get enough blood flow to the heart or the brain, and we call this ischemic heart disease, not to get into the weeds too much, but this is really the major killer and disabler of Americans, this blood flow issue. And so you have to just, don't go too crazy about diet, about activity, smoking, alcohol, mental stress. All these things, you get together with family, unexpected issues occur, and all of these risk factors can be thrown out of whack.
Mm-hmm. All right. Up next here, in terms of the vaccine, questions about how to best take the vaccine. Like, you know, you get it in your butt, you get it in your arm. Is there an attitude? And people go into the office to get the shot and they get scared or nervous or whatever. What do you advise to people who are about to get a shot?
Well, what I advise is to smile. And this actually comes out of the medical journal Emotion this week. A genuine smile, Doug, may be the key to getting a less painful vaccination. That genuine smile, which brings up the
key to having it's key to having a much better life.
Yes, and it creates crow's feet around the eyes. This can reduce the pain of a needle injection by up to 40% and also blunt a stressful needle-related physiologic response by lowering the heart rate. So just smile and be nice to the person who gives it to you, and relax when you go. It'll be a lot better.
I kind of want to go back to our discussion about children and getting COVID and the school situation, because I think you got the answer to a question about childhood depression and how that affects the child as he or she grows up, right?
Absolutely. Childhood depression is a severe problem. It will lead later on to illnesses, and childhood depression needs to be addressed to prevent later problems in the health of a child.
Mm-hmm. There it is, the words from Dr. Ken. Your questions to Dr. Ken can be sent to me on Facebook at Doug Steffen, on Twitter, etc. Ken at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You want to be in touch, get some telemedicine connection with him. If you've got an ailment, you're not getting satisfaction, you want another opinion, call the office. What the heck? 352-735-1400. Questions for Dr. Ken, something that we do every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.